Well, okay, the function of the Toronto Improvisers Orchestra is basically, an improvised large ensemble, call it an orchestra, and we use sort of a subset of Butch Morris's hand signals. And these are the hand signals that we get from the London Improvisers Orchestra, actually. And the reason I thought we would use those was that I was able to also perform with other orchestras in Europe because they all use the same hand signals. So I thought it would be a good idea to do that here, or at least more or less stipulate that it should be very similar, because it allows, for instance, yourself to go to London and say that, for instance, that you played with the Toronto Improvisers Orchestra and we use the same hand signals, and so you could go and play with this orchestra, the one in Amsterdam, one in Wuppertal. Those are the three that I played with, and they all pretty well use the same hand signals. Slight variations sometimes. They also work in a different fashion. They always get together several hours before the performance, and the conductors should they have slightly different ideas or specific ideas of things they want to try, then that's usually rehearsed. We can't afford to do that here, unfortunately, at this point. So we just try and go through the hand signals just before the actual performance. I just think it's a really fun thing to do, I'm a bit sort of disappointed that the community hasn't come out enough, I guess.
In terms of audiences?
No. In terms of musicians.
Yeah.
I think and I'm not really quite sure why.
When you get a group together, what are some of your pedagogical strategies or resources for directing an improvised music ensemble? Because it's not a very typical...
No, it's not. The hand signals we use are very basic, very simple, I think. I think that the musicians are more important than the conductor in this case, and I think the conductor should just get things rolling, get things started.
Yeah.
We as conductors, we get a chance to sort of shape things as well. But I think it's very important to give lots of room for people to play. And as a player, I find that's much more fun, interesting than constantly sort of being directed.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think you make that explicit because I've done other conducting languages, where it's kind of the opposite, where the conductor kind of shapes everything.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Also one of the reasons to keep things simple too is that there's such a huge turnover in the people that come here, so that I think anyway that's the easiest way to deal with it. And plus, as you've noticed, people come up with their completely own ideas.
Yeah.
But it works because people sort of roughly get an idea of what's going on. And but I think it's very important. My idea of this was to it's an improvising orchestra.
Yeah.
So
do you want more free improvisation?
Well, I think I think we could do more. I'm also used to, for instance, we might have two halves in the performance, usually the conductors would occupy more time than we do.
Yeah.
Sometimes we kind of switch around. There's really nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's just the way it is. So we're different in many ways. The other thing that we're quite different with is the fact that we welcome voices much more so than what I was confronted with in Europe.
Really?
Yeah. They don't, you know, for some reason, I have no idea why, but we have, I think because of Christine Duncan, there's such a strong
vocal
interest, yeah, improvisation and interest in improvising. Mm-hmm. So I think that really benefits this group very much.
Well, you mentioned Christine Duncan. She kind of has, she does conducted improvisation with
that's
her
right.
vocal ensemble. And there's also other groups like the Burdocks Ensemble and the CME at the University of Guelph, who's conducted by Joe Sorbera. They do conducted improvisation.
Yes.
Do you know of any other types of conducted languages? Are there?
No, I'm not familiar with any others, really. No,
so the London Improvisers then is primarily Butch Morris. And,
well, indirectly, I mean, it's an offshoot of that. Like,
yeah.
Butch Morris came to London, I guess, about 12 years ago,
really?
And they all, you know, they basically started the idea up,
yeah.
and but they've taken it from there, like but it's still very much his system.
Yeah.
And ironically, the Royal Dutch Improvising Orchestra, the person who started that up, their director, played with the London Improvisers Orchestra. He's a young man. I guess he's getting. He's in one of the conservatories there. He's studying, so he's studying composition.
Yeah.
But he runs that, and that's a very young orchestra. And the one in Wuppertal, idea there is they brought people from London to do workshops.
Really?
Right. So there's a real close connection in that. So, but the beautiful thing about that is that many people from the continent come to play with the London Improvisers Orchestra because the hand signals are similar, and it's easy it's an easy way to sort of fit in and work into it, rather than sort of not being familiar with sort of other systems.
Yeah.
They have to be somewhat similar.
So that's why you want to keep it.
I'd like to keep it really simple. I'd like to. Yeah.
You want to have that language because you want to attract people from elsewhere.
But that would give. I guess what people don't realize, that gives you an opportunity if you go to London or to Amsterdam or to Germany, to Berlin. Berlin,
yeah.
The one in Berlin uses the same.
Is that language written down or notated anywhere? Who's in charge of passing it? Is it passed on orally?
More or less, yeah. You learn them, but the London Improvisers Orchestra has them published.
Yeah,
and they
really?
Yeah, and they have a little video, actually at the Erase site, there's a links to these videos of them showing the hand signals of two different people, and it was at one of the rehearsals,
yes.
Not the rehearsals, the rehearsals before the performance.
Yeah. What's the published? Is it a book?
No, it's just a video, just video clips.
Oh, that's what's published.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and there is there are some PDF files of the hand signals which you've seen.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all there is.
So, in terms of the Toronto Improvisers, then who is conducting? Just the people who are performing.
At this point, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, certainly people are that just want a conductor more than, you know, welcome to come.
Yeah.
And I think also, you know, my original idea was to try, well, actually it was George Cervera's idea, was to try and get people from the different music communities to come bring people from the rock scene, jazz scene, whatever, just, you know, to pull something like that together. That's been very difficult so far.
Yeah. How are you trying to go about doing that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was hoping word of mouth would, and I spoke to the director at the music gallery, and he's more of a rock player.
Is that a great guy?
Anyway, Joe told me that, Joe Cervera told me that he might be a person that might be interested.
Yeah.
He was interested and never showed up, but I've had a lot of sort of that kind of response. You know, people are, yes, they want to come in and they don't come, but that's fine. My initial idea was, I had these delusions of grandeur. You know, we're going to have this big, you know, we're going to have a string section, horn section, wind section, you know, where those hand signals, a lot of them mean something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard with a smaller ensemble. It's difficult, you know, you just so... You know, my thought all the time is, well, we don't even need hand signals for this.
Yeah, know? Sometimes not.
No, you know, so. But again, they're useful, and I think people would like to learn or try.
Yeah, and they're interesting to see as an audience.
Yeah,
participant.
I think so.
To watch.
But you know, like where the orchestra is going at this point, it's very difficult to ascertain because. You know, there's kind of limited interest in it at the moment, anyway.
Well, then, are there any, it's kind of a harder question, what would you say are social implications associated with the improvised music we do?
Well, no, I think the idea was, I mean, it's almost like, the idea, it's kind of part for the music community, you know, and it...
Very general, broad.
Yeah, again, keeping, you know, like letting people play, keeping the hand signal simple, but, conductors sometimes are invaluable when things get rather brown, shall we say, you know. So, so there's a good trade-off there, and in some ways, I think it's kind of like a community orchestra, in a funny way, even though it's improvised music. But you want to encourage people that are improvisers but don't fall into the jazz or classical or whatever. They're people that don't fall into those sort of traditional categories. And perhaps like I have some jazz friends that think that the people that come to play here don't play very well. That they don't, they're not, you know, it's like it's perhaps even beneath them to come and consider it.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
What would you say to the people who don't know about the Toronto Progressive Orchestra?
Well,
Where would they come to see?
Well, the only place we have it is here. And fortunately, Array Music has been very generous to allow us to do this. And I think it's part of their community outreach as well, because they have the Gamelan sort of effort every Saturday, I guess. So that's open to the public. And we're open to the public, but we're open to improvisers, excuse me, rather than sort of anybody. It's at this point, it's fun. It would be great if we had more players, I think, and from the different areas in the community.
It seems like there's a different ensemble each time. There are some of the same people that come, but there's fantastic improvisers that come.
Yeah, everyone's... Well, no, that was the idea. It was just to that's what I started to think. It's really it's a community orchestra of some sort. So, but it's when it works, it's incredible fun.
Yeah.
And it also gives people room to play. So, I don't know. Other than that was my basic idea was, okay, I'm coming back from Europe. I had a fantastic time playing with these orchestras, and I heard there was an orchestra for a while here, and then they stopped.
Which orchestra?
I might have been the AIM people,
Aren't they still?
Well, they might still have one, right? But it's. I don't know whether it got specialized or whatever, and it's not. I don't think I don't think their doors. Is as wide as ours at this point, right?
So they seem more selective.
Which is fine. I mean, they're after, they want to accomplish something. For us, the accomplishment is to get people together to play, to improvise, and we get some incredible music sometimes, as well as good as anything AIM could do, or anybody else for that matter, right? So So it's worthwhile, but it's much looser, and as we were saying, it's the focus is improv.